USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan is highlighting the ongoing decline in illegal alien traffic at our U.S.-Mexico border. Numbers declined for the fourth straight month in September.
This September marked the lowest number of law enforcement actions during fiscal year 2019, just over 52,000.
House Republicans are defending the State Department's decision to block a key figure in the Ukraine scandal from testifying in Congress. Talking with reporters, North Carolina's Mark Meadows says Democrats are leading an unfair process.
We spent more time in the skiff last time with Ambassador Volker than Adam Schiff did.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland was scheduled to go behind closed doors with members from three Democratic-led House committees on Tuesday. New York Congressman Lee Zeldin also says Democrats are putting on a clown show. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Michigan's governor is very concerned about the impact to the state's economy from the auto workers' strike against General Motors. The governor met with workers on the picket line on Monday as the strike begins its fourth week. Some changes are coming to a standardized test for getting into college. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The folks behind the ACT or ACT tests, American College Testing, say they will now offer the choices because it will improve the test-taking experience. Starting in September of next year, students will be able to retake individual sections of the test instead of having to retake the entire exam. Students will also have the option to take the test online on national testing days at sponsored testing centers. And students who take the test more than once will be given a super score, which is a composite of the highest score from each section. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One casualty of our hypersensitive culture is the office Halloween party. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
The costumes that fellow employees wear may be funny or creative to them, but highly offensive to someone else. Business strategist Mark Fender of Rise Performance Group of Dallas advises companies attempting to create employee engagement, this may not be worth it.
Office parties at one time were a great way to do that, but with social media and all the pressure on being politically correct, it's put some risk around those parties.
What is HR supposed to do?
You just run the risk that somebody's going to wear something or dress up in an outfit that could be misunderstood.
And finally, Ellen DeGeneres is battling back criticism for her sitting next to former President George W. Bush at Sunday's Cowboys-Packers game in Dallas. DeGeneres made light of the situation on Monday's Ellen DeGeneres Show, calling for more tolerance and kindness while sharing the whole story with her viewers.
I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I mean be kind to everyone.
One thing the former president and DeGeneres do share in common, though, they both left the game a little bit dejected as the Cowboys lost to the Packers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.